Thank you, Mike. Now we go back to the news, and here's Alison again.
We now have a variety of stories from Norwich. A derelict city building is covered in 40,000 famous words. At the Norwich Shire Hall, plans are being made to tackle a significant outbreak of dry rot. Some people think Norwich is in danger of turning from a fine city into a stinking rubbish tip because of a spate of litter and fly tipping. And a former Norwich mayor and sheriff has died, and we'll finish this section with a detailed tribute to a remarkable lady who many listeners may remember. But Don will begin with an explanation of the extraordinary wall on a derelict building.
Passers-by strolling past an old warehouse in the city might be forgiven for thinking that the site has an unusual brick pattern. But get closer to the Eastern Electricity Building in Duke Street and the building's secret is revealed. There is far more to the derelict building than meets the eye, as it was used as a canvas for Scottish-born artist Rory Macbeth. More than a decade ago, the creative was given the nod to use the site for the East International Contemporary Exhibition. After gaining permission from the property developer, Target Follow, Mr. Macbeth set about his artistic vision into a turning artistic vision into reality. That vision was to scrawl Sir Thomas More's entire 100-page long book, Utopia, onto the exterior building walls with lime whitewash. The 13,000-square-foot building was soon covered in over 40,000 words making up the book. With the help of a cherry picker, the piece was completed over several weeks. The work was only due to have a limited lifespan, but instead has become a permanent feature of the city centre. The book Utopia was published in 1516. It's written as a socio-political satire about a perfect fictional island society. Sir Thomas More, who wrote the book, was born in 1478 and survived Henry VIII as Lord High Chancellor of England from October 1529 to May 1532. More died in 1535 after being beheaded for treason.
Plans have been lodged to tackle the issue of dry rot in Norwich's historic Shire Hall. Museum bosses have submitted proposals to Norwich City Council to tackle the issue in the Grade 2 listed building, which served as the city's court for more than 180 years. Problems with dry rot in the building in Market Avenue were first identified in 2019. At that time, it was thought to affect a relatively small area of the wood-panelled Victorian courtroom, which was restored in 2013 after ceasing use as a court in 1988. But subsequent studies revealed it was a significant outbreak, which covered about 25% of the space in the Market Avenue courtroom. The courtroom has in recent years been used for living history performances as well as for public and private events. Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet previously agreed to make £580,000 available to tackle the dry rot problem.
A spate of litter and fly tipping this summer is in danger of turning Norwich into a stinking rubbish tip. That is the view of many across the city who believe the issue has grown to crisis levels during the hot summer months. The cost of bulky waste collection, the spike in home delivery packaging, and challenges clearing fly tipping from private land are among the issues cited for the challenges. A city spokeswoman said the authorities' environmental services teams have been working incredibly hard to increase litter picking and street cleaning this summer. The Norwich South Recycling Centre at Hartford Bridge and the Norwich North site in Morse Avenue have reused shops that accept donations and will sell to raise money for a nominated charity. A city spokeswoman said the council is progressing with plans to change the old-style public litter bins to dual litter and recycling bins, which will help capacity and increase recycling opportunities, as well as working with city businesses to improve the presentation of trade waste for collection on the street.
The family of Norwich stalwart Brenda Ferris Rampley have paid tribute after her death at the age of 84. She held numerous important city roles during her lifetime, including mayor, sheriff, deputy lieutenant, and integral roles at Cinema City and Norfolk's Museum Service. The eldest of three girls, born to Nellie Maud Mary, née Green, and Arthur Thomas Rampley, Brenda was born in Norwich on April the 6th, 1938. The proud daughter of self-made Norfolk folk, Brenda's parents ran the Auto School of Motoring from Botolph Street, as well as a city sweet shop, among other ventures. A self-proclaimed Norwich girl through and through, Brenda attended Norwich High School for Girls and took her A-levels early, before studying economics at University College London, taking a gap year to aid displaced refugees in the decade following the war. Fluent in four languages and armed with a deep interest in history and the arts, her loves took her all over the world, including working at The Hague and in Brussels. She founded a translation firm, Babel, because she loved the idea of communication and the equality of learning language. For a time, Brenda lived at Earlham Lodge before it was turned into part of the University of East Anglia. Her parents then bought Old Thorpe House, where it's rumoured that Admiral Horatio Nelson was born, as his aunt was a previous owner. Following her time at UCL and overseas, Brenda moved to London in 1962, where she became involved with the Theatre Royal in Stratford East as secretary, becoming lifelong friends with the likes of Joan Littlewood, Brian Murphy and Dame Barbara Windsor. In the 1970s, politics came more to the forefront of her life, where she returned to Norfolk and served as councillor for Beauthorpe from 1979 until 2008. She also played an integral role in establishing Cinema City in 1978 and had a guiding hand in making it a huge success. In the early 90s, she became a governor of the British Film Institute off the back of starting Cinema City, where she worked closely with Richard Attenborough. And as if her hands weren't full enough, she balanced with her role as councillor with being Lord Mayor between 1994 and 95, during the 800th anniversary of Norwich City Charter, Deputy Lieutenant of Norfolk, Sheriff of Norwich, as well as acting on the board of Norwich Castle Museum and the Theatre Royal.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were
Alison Aplin
and myself, Don Cleaver. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news and two more features.